Save the universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight terrain.
Mostly Scott.
Yeah, totally Scott.
Pretty much all Scots.
Scott and Val, save the universe! Val, sharp, stunning, effortlessly brilliant. Scott, the human equivalent of a loading screen.
Scott and Val, save the universe!
I don't know how nice that was, but we're back after a long break. It's Scott and Val. All right. Good morning to my beautiful sister. I see her lips moving.
I have to unmute. I'm here.
You're here.
I wish it was that simple, though. Just mute myself or mute you.
That'd be a little bit easier. All right. I'm getting a switch to the right screen now. So there you go. There's my beautiful sister, Val. And I worked really hard last night to get that black box over your head gone. And apparently it didn't work out. So.
Oh, you tried everything.
I tried everything, and I was doing some tests last night, and it was actually gone. And now I see it's back, so I'll have to work on that.
Google failed you.
Yes, Zoom has failed us. I'm so excited. I am actually kind of nervous. You might be able to hear it in my voice. I haven't been this nervous to do a show in, like, forever, but we've retooled so much. And we've added so much going on. If you were already logged in, you saw the intro. We've really worked on the video portion of the show over the holiday break. And lots of animation today. One of the things we were kind of messing with the name, this Scott and Val Save the Universe. And one of the things I added to that was the radio show you want to watch.
That is so true. I mean, because you're not getting the full effect unless you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook.
All right.
We're much funnier on the internet.
And if you believe that, I actually got it from our friend Ron, who listens all the time. He says, I can't listen just to the audio. He goes, I have to watch you guys. So this one's for you, Ron, then.
And I have to say, because you said we have been working on stuff, you have been working on stuff. So all the graphics you see, all the songs, all the intros, all the outros, all the in-betweens, that is all Scott.
Every single piece of music.
Yes.
Has, and every soundbite created too, because it's got to be royalty free. And we wanted new stuff. All right. So real quick, today's show featuring some new things that you want to know about. First up, a show called Panic Time. This is a new segment that's going to happen at 7:45 this morning with Crazy Ken Owens. Excited about that one. Crazy Ken.
He already popped in and said good morning. And so, yes.
He's ready to go. All right.
He's ready to go.
All right. Also, a new national weatherman. You've heard his name on the radio before. He used to be part of the Three Amigos when that show was going on. The one and only Alan Two Shoes Maloney. Mm-hmm. With national, get it, national weather, since we're all over the country now.
You know, and I never did ask where the Two Shoes comes from.
You're going to have to ask.
From the Three Amigos?
You're going to have to ask Alan how he got the name Two Shoes.
Okay. There's a story I hear. I can get
right.
that already.
All right. And for those of us, our friends listening on our flagship radio station, KCHW-FM, you've heard Alan before. Also, a couple new people that are going to join us in the coming weeks that you'll know their names. You'll know who I'm talking about just by their first names. Kat and Joe going to be providing material and content to the show as well. So every Tuesday, we're going to have all these crazy guests coming in, top it all off with which could be the country's very first. Not only are we like the first brother and sister morning show, I think we have the country's very first AI sportscaster. I've given him a name. Are you ready, Val?
Okay, I'm ready.
It had to be as big as he is. Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth.
Oh, boy.
And his sportscast coming up at 7:45, just kind of a preempting. His voice is awesome. It's real easy to work with. But talking video, not so much. It's horrible. It looks like a two-year-old did it. But Nigel told me, broadcast it anyway. So that's what we're going to do.
Well, that was like me trying to get a introduction video posted on Facebook and YouTube. It took me a week because I was having trouble with backgrounds, video flicker, editing, and just trying to get it to look like I wasn't reading a script. Finally, the only way I could do it was just not to read the script and just wing it. And so, but yeah. It's a work in progress.
A work in progress. It came out really good. You know, and the only problems with your other ones, I think, was because you were disappearing.
Right. Yes. Yeah, it was. Lots of video flicker. And, you know, I was having problems. You know, people that don't do video stuff, I guess, won't get this. But a couple of the video programs I was trying to use just have that flicker in the background. Zoom doesn't have it. And I don't know what Zoom does differently. But, yeah.
The tech is, you know, because we started out 10 years ago trying to bring in people from the radio show online. Always a challenge, and it's gotten so much better. And Val, you're kind of throwing me off kilter because your head's not centered behind your logo. See how beautiful my head is? And then I can do things. You'll like this one. And we are here to save the universe, and where we are the droids you've been looking for. And then I also have this one to go with the show. How's that? Look at that. The only problem is after about 5 minutes, I run out of air. <All right.
laughs> You've never ran out of air in your whole life.
And if you're not watching, I just put on a space helmet because, yeah, I'm spacey. Touch real quick, coming out of the holidays, me and Val had almost a month-long break. Very, very enjoyable. Val, any highlights from your holidays?
Oh, you know, it was just great all around. We had a couple different Christmas, one with my older son and his family. And then on Christmas Day, it was my younger son and his family. So we just had a really great season. The only thing missing, I guess, and maybe other people wouldn't complain about it, but I miss the snow.
You miss the snow. Well, I had plenty of it for you. And cold weather. It started in November. Let's see. I think we've had five days at near freezing. We've had maybe 3 or 4 days since mid-November where we've actually gotten above freezing. And it's Arctic. I feel like I'm in Alaska. I'm ready to move home to Juila. At least for this winter.
I was going to say, wait till next winter, and then you'll be ready to move back to Maine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for the ski hills. It's been a rough year for them.
Sure.
And, yeah, just so.
All right. I'm going to adjust your screen a little bit. I wasn't counting on this. Now, I have some video I'd like to show of Val's Christmas that her husband, Brad, shared with me that Val is that Val is totally unaware of, all right?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Val is totally unaware of this. I had these big plans not to have to adjust screens while we were doing this show today, and it already has not worked out. All right.
So didn't I say in my introduction video that you were going to, tell horrifyingly embarrassing stories
yes.
about me, but I didn't realize there was a whole video.
All right. Val's for there's actually three. All right. As you're going to see now, Val's first Christmas gift was a Ray costume. from Star Wars. And then look what she did to the living room here. Yeah. Oh, the presents? No. All right. So she's having fun with the lightsaber. Then later on, Val went to the neighbors. In the middle of the night, carving up their presents with a lightsaber. Wow, Val. All right.
The Grinch has nothing on me.
No. And then she went over to another neighbor's house, but this time they know her pretty well, so she dressed up like Gillian Anderson from X-Files. Yes, Val got a new wonderful lightsaber for Christmas.
For Christmas. Yes. Oh, if only. Oh, boy.
All right, there. I worked hard on... No, I didn't work hard on that one at all. In minutes...
I can tell.
In minutes, our first online contest. Win a Bigfoot blank. Right? Fill in the blank. Maybe guess online on Facebook. Or our new YouTube channel. You can watch there. Scott and Val Save the Universe. All right? If you happen to go to our Facebook page, Scott and Val Save the Universe, we can't broadcast till we have 200 likes. So please go there and like us, or for 2 months. So I've got a link to the YouTube broadcast if you landed there this morning. Sorry about that. We didn't realize until we went to broadcast to multiple platforms that they wouldn't broadcast that one because we're not old enough. Better known that I started earlier. So win a Bigfoot blank. Take your best shot, your guess. Maybe you've actually seen our ad. Fill in the blank. What are we giving away? Guess. But first, a quote of the day from Jon Stewart. Right?
All right.
We did have a disclaimer at the beginning of the show that the views expressed in the show might not reflect the views of sponsors, the radio station, the network, and everybody else that might be involved.
And my thing that I posted on my Facebook page was full disclosure. There will be some political comments and we'll be making fun of the current administration. So I warned as well,
okay.
You know, just in case. All right. Any of my friends want to watch, you know, so you know.
All right. All right. So John made this statement on his show. I'm confused. President Maduro from Venezuela has been reverse iced. He was imported into the USA instead of being deported. John also made a cryptic post last week saying if he disappears off the air, it's not by his choice. Dissenters being silenced. Mothers violently shot when an ICE operative, operating in violation of the Constitution, chooses to step in front of a car and open fire on an ordinary citizen. That's America for 2026.
I was hoping that it was brand, you know, new year, new us, but...
Nope, same old stuff. Well, let's just add in the fact we pay him a terrorist organization and invaded a country. Yeah. We said we were going for drugs, but turns out it was the oil. It's always the oil.
It's always the oil. Follow the money.
Yes. All right, let's change the attitude with some music, and it's time for a brother and sister insult round. All right, I'm ready, Val. You get to start.
All right, Scott, so short. When he goes to bed, he has a little ladder he pulls out to get him up there.
I prefer to call it efficient space storage.
It's kind of like those ones you see for your dog that's too small to get into bed, just a little step.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing. All right, Val, if you haven't noticed on the camera, Val's nose is so prominent. When we were kids, I once used it for aerodynamic testing with my balsa wood airplane. She probably doesn't remember due to, her childhood trauma.
Scott's the reason they put instructions on shampoo bottles. That's all I'm saying.
What? I'm the reason they put instructions on shampoo bottles?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think so. But
did not get in your eyes. Stuff me. Like that.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
You farted. No, it wasn't me. It was the chair, right?
That's always a valid excuse. All right. I had something for the shampoo. But no, that's not it either. Here we go. So can you do that joke again so I can play my sound effects?
All right. Scott's the reason they put instructions on shampoo bottles.
That's what they are. I get tears in my eyes just thinking about it.
I told you the sun was in my eyes.
Yeah, Val. Sun was in my eyes. It wasn't shampoo.
Hey, Ken guessed a Bigfoot keychain as our teaser.
Ooh.
And Ron's listening this morning, so thanks for joining us, Ron. He is a huge supporter of the radio, listens to us a lot.
Yes, yes. Let's see. Val's like glow-in-the-dark toilet paper because her jokes leave you with chemical burns on your bottom.
Oh, boy. You used that when you blew your nose, didn't you?
Yeah. If we sound too chipper, it's only like, 7:37. All right, contest tease. Scott and Val Save the Universe, first radio show you're going to want to watch is having our very first contest. You can win one of Val's, what are they, Val?
Custom Farkle dice trays.
Ooh, it's a Farkle board, yeah, and dice.
It's
right?
A Farkle board, yeah, and matching coasters.
Nice.
And they have Bigfoot on them. They have some Northern Lights to kind of tie in KCHW. And so I think they look pretty cool.
All right. All right. So now this one, as you said, figures Bigfoot and the Northern Lights. To enter, you have to do something. We're not going to make this easy for you because we need
please.
Help.
Please.
Yes, please. Simply subscribe to both of our Facebook and YouTube pages to help us get the show going on these new platforms. So for Facebook, you would go and follow. And then on YouTube, you would go subscribe. And let's see, the Facebook address is RFN Network. And on YouTube, it's the @ Rogue Frequency Network. But we've already posted so much stuff on either one. You can search Scott and Val, and one of our videos will pop up. And then when you go to that video, you always have the little icon, so you can go right to our page. All right. So now the winner of this, and it's also posted on Scott and Val Save the Universe on Facebook. You can see a picture. It's pinned to the top of our Facebook page there. So you can see the Farkle board, the dice, and our matching coaster set. It's very, very nice. Thank you, Val, for doing that for our show.
Oh, my pleasure. I've really been having fun with the whole Farkle thing. Didn't realize how many people play Farkle and are just loving the different boards that I'm creating. So. Yeah. Super fun.
There you go. We also, so Val was talking about me doing all the production, but Val was working on that stuff too for the show. So we got to give her some credit there. As we mentioned earlier, don't forget in the show today, if you just joined us, Alan Milani will come in with national weather right around the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. A panic time with Chris Gino is just a few minutes away. And in the second hour, right before Odd News, we'll have sports with the world's first AI sportscaster created by me, a Nigel Wobbleton teacup. The fourth.
Okay.
That's the thing
Ken
about it.
Ken says he hates it when he farkles.
I already played that sound effect, Ken.
Now we've got a message about Ken entering the waiting room above
right.
my head.
Oh man, we're gonna have to fix that screen, aren't we? All right. He's a little we'll say overzealous. Let's see if I could do something. To make him go away. Actually, we could let him in if he promises to be quiet. We could try that. We could try that. All right. Let's go ahead and move Ken into the room and joining the show. And that'll give me a chance to move a few screens around as we get Ken loaded up this morning. Good morning, Ken. You could talk.
Well, good morning, everybody.
I was just joking about you being quiet. We're just about ready to cut to you. I'm actually just fixing a couple things there. All right, to Val, will you kick us off on our top 10 things not to do today?
All right. Number one, don't check your work email before coffee. It's just going to make you grumpy.
Ooh, that's a bad idea.
Don't tweet political rage before breakfast. We already did that. We did it for you.
That's right. Oh, it's so hard. It was really hard this morning, like finishing off the script and reading the news headlines. But you'll have to wait to see what I come up with.
All right.
All right. What do you got next, Val?
Don't ask your dog for life advice. You'll end up outside rolling in something stinky.
Same thing happens to me every time I play in the leaves.
I thought you were going to say litter box.
I just remember every time.
It even started with an L.
I think it was a purposeful thing when we were kids because, you know, fall would come and we'd want to go outside and play on the leaves. But Val was always out there first. And then when she invited me to come play in the leaves, like I said, I always ended up with something stinky on me.
And it's, you know, as a kid, you're thinking, oh, yay, get to play in the leaves. It's going to be so fun. And then you come up with something stinky.
Mom! Fix this. All right. Let's see. What do you got next?
All right. Another thing not to do today at work is don't reply K to a long text. It means war, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I went through all that work for a long text and you replied K. Don't assume indoor plants are low maintenance. They need love too.
Yes, yes. Let's see. This is probably the most important thing not to do today. Go ahead, Val.
Oh, don't confuse confidence with competence. Important distinction. Was that Trump riff? Yep. He acts confident, but he sounds like the brain fog blew in and carried him back out to sea.
I wish I would have had that sound effect.
All right. Don't fix what isn't broken. Humans are expert at breaking things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't start a conversation with no offense. No offense, Val, because it never ends well.
Never ends well.
I like the next one. Do that.
Don't compare your day to someone else's highlights. Your life is just fine. Loser.
I didn't type that.
Scott.
Yeah.
All right. You got the last one or I got the last one?
You got the last one. I'll take us out.
All right. Don't forget, today is Make Your Dreams Come True Day. Or at least pretend it is.
That's right. Dream big. Or dream about coffee this morning. Just dream because it'll be better. And what's going on in our country. Promise.
Promise.
Promise. Dream big.
So speaking of coffee, I had to, we were kind of fine-tuning some stuff this morning. And so it was like the news was on and I was like, do I have time to get coffee? Do I have time to get coffee? So I was worried that you were going to pop, you know, start the show and there'd just be a blank screen. But I had time to get coffee.
All right. All right. When you said coffee, I automatically started drinking. All right, on our way to Ken, but first a couple shower thoughts. This is things, just a couple of them that me and Val thought about in the shower this morning.
All right, the thing I thought about was, why is it still a meeting when two people gather and no one does anything?
I don't know. To me, it's called an unfortunate rendezvous if two people meet and do nothing.
No one talks about anything, but they do something.
If nothing happens, unfortunate rendezvous. It's okay. It's okay. You can laugh, Ken. It's okay. We're going to interview you in a minute. All right. Why doesn't the reply all button take at least 4 clicks to open for safety? Are you sure you want to do this? Really?
You probably should, though, because have you ever replied all and you shouldn't have?
Oops. Yeah, there was a class reunion once. And somebody was talking bad about one of my ex-wives. Because you know how they do the round robin? No. We were still married. I say that. That's afterburn. Come on. And the person that was talking bad about my ex-wife accidentally hit reply all.
Oh.
All right, Val, your next deep shower thought.
All right. I was just going to say, I actually did that accidentally. There was 2 text threads going on. One was a private text thread with one of the participants, and the other was the group. And yeah, I accidentally said something in the groups.
Oopsie.
All right. Here's another shower thought for you. If we evolved from monkeys, then why are there still monkeys? Are they just like really bad at evolution? Kind of like
maybe they're waiting in line.
All right.
This is a long one.
I was wishing this morning that the reason I constantly forget what I was going to say on the radio was because my brain is just trying to save us from embarrassment. But
that's good try.
But it's totally something else. This show is actually me tracking the onset of my dementia in real time. So, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy. All right. Coming into the studio, the one and only. And before I play his big intro, I want to talk to him a little bit. Welcome back to the show, Ken Owens.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's it going? What a great show already.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yes, all that for everybody, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, not for everyone.
Oh, okay.
So now I got a question, because I actually, Ken has filled in for Val on the morning show before. You might remember that. And I got to meet Ken through Val. And Val, have you and Ken ever been on the radio show together? I don't think so.
No, we were.
We were.
We did kind of a test run for him, you know, taking over for me. And so we were all on the show together. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hard duo to keep up with, though. Yeah. Well, you got to be on your game. Got to be on your game.
And it's the dementia thing for me. So, yeah. I didn't remember. All right. So, Ken, you've got a type of radio experience on your own. You're part of a big ham club, aren't you?
I am big into ham radio, and I do a radio show every Sunday. It's on the VHF side, if anyone knows about ham radio. And I love checking into people's nets, and there's a couple in Seattle I check in with daily and talk to people all over the world. And I once had a radio show at KUSF Radio in San Francisco, the University of San Francisco, when I was in the sixth grade. And yes, I had to get my FCC license and with the endorsement. And so I've been in radio. I've been talking forever.
That's what you're going to say at the end of this segment.
I've been talking forever. Yes. And then it's really hard to get people to listen sometimes. I just don't understand.
Well, maybe it's what you're saying. We'll find out in a minute.
No. You know, I could panic over something like a panic.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No, don't get me started on panicking.
That is the word. And I worked on this really hard for you. I hope you enjoy it. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. It's time for our very first Panic Time with Ken Owens.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's Panic Time. Ken, you kids get out of my yard! Owens!
Hey, you kids get out of my yard, Owens!
Yeah! Welcome to the show, Ken.
Well, that was fantastic. And yes, it is panic time. You know, there is so much going on. Oh, wait, is it my time?
It is your time.
Oh,
it's all you.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, you know, there is so much going on right now. And you know, we were talking about so much of our politicians. And before I even get into talking about Trump right now, you know, I need to talk about the inner earth. I don't know if anybody knows about this, but there's an inner earth. Because the inner earth didn't start as a joke. It started in the 1800s, and it carried way into the 1900s. Admiral Richard Byrd, a real U.S. Navy explorer, claimed to have found a hidden world inside the earth. What do you guys think?
I'm
the
scared.
The inner earth people.
I've seen this.
There's a whole civilization.
I've seen this, and why can't you see it on Google?
Well, yes. Because supposedly, you know, Google only goes around the earth. Do you ever see Google actually on the top and the bottom? You want to know why? Because he said that that's where the entrances are. They're on the South Pole and the North Pole. Google only goes around the outside, and that's for our reason. Yes, and when he found the inner earth, he said it was warm air. And he said the land was glowing. He said there were people. They were very tall people, big people. And he said the soil was so fertile that food grew without an effort.
Ooh.
Free vegetables. Huge vegetables. Huge. Can you imagine that? No farms. No droughts. No grocery stores.
Ooh. Okay. I can deal with that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
Well, a lot of people said he was crazy. Historians buried it, of course. The inner earth became just another conspiracy until now. Okay. Everyone calm down. I know I'm maybe getting ahead of myself, but don't calm down, because Donald Trump But why? We have to ask ourselves, why is Donald Trump so infatuated with Greenland?
Oh, why, Ken? Why?
Well, it has nothing to do with Greenland. He doesn't want the minerals. He doesn't want it for a military strategic advantage, because Greenland isn't just ice. It's not just snow. And it's just not a cold and miserable place. Greenland is rumored to be sitting on top of something, something buried so deep, deep, that they only talk about it in whispers. There's an entrance. There's an entrance in Greenland to the inner Earth.
No. No, really?
Yes, that's right. The hollow Earth, it with all of its free vegetables, giant carrots, unlimited corn, the broccoli the size of pickup trucks. That's right. The hollow Earth with free vegetables, giant carrots, and everything else. It's just not about the vegetables.
Okay.
No, it's not. Vegetables are just a gateway drug. This is what he really wants to control. Power. Branding. He doesn't want inner Earth. He wants to own it. Ooh. He wants to own it. Trump wants, can you get this? Trump wants hollow Trump resorts.
Oh, no.
Yes, gold tunnels. He's got, you know, down in inner Earth, there are tunnels that go everywhere. People don't know this. Yes, there are people living in the inner Earth. They're living, they pop up amongst us. Trump doesn't want inner Earth because the vegetables, he wants it right now. The vegetables are free. That's right. Vegetables are free. Right now you can get free vegetables. But nope, there's no tariffs, no taxes, no customs. The inner Earth people have been sneaking vegetables to the surface for years.
Years?
For years.
How many?
That's why organic carrots cost more. Because, well, you got to get them from the inner Earth. And that's why tomatoes taste suspiciously confident. Those are smuggled vegetables. And Trump can't stand a vegetable he can't tariff.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my gosh. I'm starting to panic.
He wants to control the tunnels so that he can finally say, we're putting a beautiful tax on underground broccoli. Tremendous tax. The best tax. He wants to control the inner Earth. He doesn't just control where he pops up in the world. He wants to control the tunnels so he can pop up here and he can pop up there. And you'll never know where he's going to pop up. It's like whack-a-mole. Trump will be here and then it'll be there. You know, like the arcade game. And you never know where the mole's going to pop up. And that could be Trump. He wants to build a vegetable border patrol. Men in uniforms stopping zucchini at tunnel exits. Sir, do you have anything to declare? Yes, I'm a cucumber. I'm a cucumber. Step aside. You look suspicious.
You look suspiciously like a pickle.
Well, yes. Yes. See, you're getting it. Carrots are getting frisk. Onions are, they're questioning onions. Tomatoes crying for no reason. I mean, they used to be able to come and go, and now Trump's there. Every vegetable needs papers. Every vegetable gets inspected, because when Trump controls inner Earth, he doesn't just run tunnels. He runs produce immigration.
Ooh.
And suddenly, whack-a-mole isn't just about where he pops up anymore. It's about which vegetables are allowed to pop out. And once he gets in there, he can pop up anywhere in the world through a secret Earth tunnel, like some sort of orange political whack-a-mole. You got to think of this. Once you're in Paris, boom, Trump pops out of the sidewalk. You're in Tokyo, boom, bam, Trump's in a tunnel. You're in Spokane. Don't look down, Trump. And that's what he's going to do with the inner Earth power. No more free vegetables. Tariffs. And no more farms. He'll just declare, we have the best underground potatoes, tremendous potatoes. And once he controls the inner Earth food supply, that's it. Game over. He doesn't need grocery stores. He doesn't need farmers. And he won't need Costco's. Can you imagine no more Costco's? Because Trump will control the inner Earth and all of their vegetables.
And, no.
I'm sitting here thinking, well, what do we do? What do we do? Well, how can you stop Trump? You can't build walls. I mean, it's underground. It's already rocks. And even we can't prepare because we don't know where he'll pop up next. You can't start building over here. There's tunnels. He'll pop up over there. He could be under your bed. He could be under your toilet. He could be under a burrito. You don't know.
Really,
and once he gets those inner earth vegetables, he'll say, these are the healthiest vegetables in history. The inner earth people, great people. They love me.
I finally understand why we called a continent with ice Greenland, because it's the gate to the Greenland Middle Earth.
You've got it. That is exactly it. And that's when you'll know we're no longer living on Earth. We're living in Trump Hollow. And that's, my friends, is why it's panic time. Panic time.
I got one question. I got one question. This is important for me.
You go right ahead, because this is some really serious stuff.
I can tell. I want to know the Vegetable Border Patrol, which would be the VBP. Is there a sign-on bonus for that?
All the vegetables you can eat.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there are. I mean, there's going to be buffets, and they didn't say anything about bakeries. Yeah, so... yeah, it may be more of a vegetarian brigade.
It'd be so much better than joining ICE.
Well, yeah, and I wonder, you know, instead of a mask, if you get like a straw to drink that vegetable smoothie.
Yeah, and you could kidnap vegetables instead of people. It seems a lot nicer. Thank you.
Well, don't you need ICE to keep vegetables fresh?
Wow. Wow.
Oh, boy.
I mean it's really happening.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I can't wait for you to, you know, keep investigating this, and you know, if you learn any more that if you come up with pictures for proof or anything like that, we would love to bring you back on the show and you can tell us more.
Well, you know, don't get me started, because there's the hidden Canadian Moose Army and Elon Musk is buying the moon.
Ooh, okay.
Oh.
You didn't know, Val. I already invited him back.
I wonder what he's
gonna name it. I already invited him back for next week, and now I'm kind of scared.
Oh, well, okay. That sounds great. I can work on this. I mean, how would you like that? You're looking up at night with your kids, and you're watching the moon rise, and actually what you're doing is you're getting mooned by, well, Elon Musk. Oh. Anyway, another story to come.
Oh, I bet you it's real square and tasty.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thanks, guys.
I'm envisioning it. All right, big round of applause, the one and only Crazy Ken. You kids, Ken, get out of my yard. Owens, there you go. Thank you so much, Ken. All right, that was a great show. So glad he joined us today. And let's get this screen moved over for, there we go, Val popped into it as Ken left. And we're going to roll on. We've got weather just a few minutes away, and we will be taking a break before we get there as well. Real quick, we had some life bits. I thought these were funny. Let's share these since we got a couple minutes, Val. First up is states with the most questionable tourism slogans. Val, what's the first one?
It's that friendly.
It's that friendly.
Kentucky used it's that friendly as part of a long-running promotional set of slogans for tourism efforts. I'm creeped out. How about Kentucky? We invented the reach around?
That sounds true.
It's really that friendly.
All right. Another one. Here's a great tourism slogan. Open for business. That's a former tourism slogan associated with West Virginia. Wait, West Virginia's a state?
And it's open for business.
I thought it was an area.
Kind of like North Dakota.
Yeah.
Nebraska adopted this tongue-in-cheek line to set itself apart from conventional positive slogans. However, that honesty is really, really suspicious. Here's one. Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone.
Those are less like slogans, more like Yelp reviews.
Honestly, it's not for everyone.
Man, that'd be so true.
There's lots of states we could say that about, though, yeah. too.
All right. Especially in the U.S., town names read like someone lost a bet. You've heard of Boring Oregon, where enthusiasm takes a nap. Why Arizona? What happens in Why Arizona, Val?
Someone had questions and really no answers.
That's right. Boise, I came up with these.
Oh, okay. Now I'm scared.
All right. The best Idaho can offer, if you ignore the rest of Idaho. Boise, art walls everywhere. So you forget it's Idaho.
Oh.
And my personal favorite, Boise, Idaho, city of trees. And opinions you didn't ask for.
I notice you're picking on southern Idaho, though, so you don't offend anybody in northern Idaho?
Yeah. Because people, you know how the north always hates the south, no matter where you are.
No matter where you are.
All right. I see our national weatherman, Alan Maloney, is hanging out in the green room. That's why Val's head got so big.
I was going to say, my head is enormous right now.
I had to do that because there was a black bar over the top of it. So, there you go. Shrink down. Oh, that helped a lot. You look like a midget now. Or at least your head's the same size as mine.
I look like I'm all, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Something like that. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have weather with Alan Maloney. And don't forget, you're listening to Scott and Val Save the Universe. Maybe.
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 Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.